Hello and welcome to Homeowner AF, the Canadian first-time home buying podcast. I'm your host, Brianna Goslin. I'm a mortgage agent and educator, and I live and play in Muskoka, Ontario, and serve all of Ontario. So today I am going to talk about an issue that comes up for lots of first-time home buyers, and it's an issue that they may not even realize they're dealing with before they start their mortgage application. And this is a sneaky little thing called credit utilization. Now, we all know about credit scores, whether you are looking at your banking app or you've applied to rent a home or buy a home or even to purchase and finance a car. You've had somebody pull your credit and look at your credit score. Now, if you know your credit score, you are probably making sure that you're making the minimum monthly payments on all of your debts, including credit cards, lines of credit, payday loans, any vehicles you finance, things like that. And that is great, and it's very important because payment history and your ability to pay promptly is something that the credit bureau and the lender will want to see. That's how we determine your great credit score. The one thing, though, that lots of first-time home buyers and second- and third-time home buyers miss is that credit utilization is the second most important factor that the credit bureau is going to be looking at to assign you a credit score. Now, what is it? Basically, credit utilization is just what it sounds like. How much credit are you using? You look at the whole picture of all the credit that's available to you, including credit cards, lines of credit, any outstanding loans. This is all credit that's housed on your credit bureau. We want to make sure that you're using 30% of that available credit or less. Lenders see credit utilization as a good indicator of how likely you are to maintain a healthy debt load. Not only repay it, but maintain a healthy debt load, and they've determined that a healthy debt load is less than 30%. Now, if you are using more than 30% of your current credit available to you, not all is lost. That's completely fine and actually really normal right now amongst Canadians who are battling with inflation, higher gas prices, higher grocery prices, higher everything prices. And I know that you all feel me right now. So what can we do? Well, the first thing would be to try to reduce your credit balances. So anything that is outstanding that you're able to pay down, like a credit card or maybe a line of credit that's outstanding, you might be able to make an extra payment on that. Go ahead and do that if you have some cash on hand. Another way to reduce your credit balances is to budget. So create a monthly budget and anything left over, allocate to paying down those debts. If you don't know where to start when budgeting, send me a quick email and I am happy to send you my budget template. All of my contact information is in the show notes. Now, the next thing that we can do to make sure our credit utilization is under 30% of our available credit, this one may sound counterintuitive. You can actually increase your credit limit. If you've demonstrated reliability and consistency in your repayment of your credit cards, then you can request a credit limit increase. Oftentimes, if you log into your banking app, you may see some offers sitting there or you may get them in the mail. Now, it's important to note here that there are some drawbacks if you are using this strategy to increase your credit score. You will have a temporary drop in your credit score due to a hard inquiry if somebody is pulling your credit to ensure that you can sustain that credit limit increase, but that will go up in time as you wait for your credit to mature. The other thing you have to be careful of is that you aren't overspending just because you've been granted a higher credit limit. So be very aware of your spending habits and make sure that you have the self-control to be able to hold that amount of credit. Whether you are working on improving your credit score or you've got a nice shiny score already, there is a mortgage product for you. And I want to let you know that if you are looking at an insured mortgage in which you're putting down a 5 to 10% down payment, then you're going to need a credit score of 680. If you don't fall in that category, that's totally okay, but you will need a 20% down payment to get into the market with your first home if you have a lower credit score. Now, just like your thumbprint, everybody's credit history is different. If you want to learn how to raise your credit score, send me a message at the contact information in the show notes.